CBS News correspondent Aaron Navarro. Aaron, good morning. Appreciate your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
For those who may not be aware, what's the backstory on how all this happened and where this reporter was given the information?
Yeah, the national security advisor appointed by Trump, Mike Waltz, invited Atlantic reporter, the Atlantic magazine, and editor Jeffrey Goldberg to what's known as a signal chat. This is like a WhatsApp. It's an encrypted chat app that you can download on the App Store. And among the people he added Goldberg to this group include Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, the Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And throughout a couple of days, they were discussing and even debating whether to strike Houthi targets in Yemen. This reporter, as he put out in his story, really doubted the veracity, the trueness of this group chat, thinking this might just be a disinformation campaign. But it wasn't until he saw details of the strikes on that Saturday morning, just minutes before the strikes actually happened, that he realized that it was true. President Trump was asked about this yesterday, said he did not hear and claimed to know not anything about this Atlantic story, this Atlantic article, and criticized the magazine. But the National Security Council did confirm the message thread was authentic, and in a bit of spin, said it demonstrates a deep, thoughtful policy coordination between senior White House officials.
Has the Pentagon or anyone else from the administration commented on this? Because this seems, Aaron, like it could endanger U.S. military members.
Yeah, that's right. U.S. military members were involved in this strike. Our own CBS News' Ellie Watson asked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth during a trip about this. He slammed Jeffrey Goldberg as a, quote, disciple and highly discredited so-called journalist and said that, quote, nobody was texting war plans. That reporter on shows last night said Hegseth was lying, and even though he didn't publish the details of what he saw, said that it was very detailed, up to minute, plan by plan, details about the strike on the Houthis.
Aaron, are there any potential repercussions for anyone involved with putting this reporter on this group thread?
Now, there are thoughts that may have violated the Espionage Act, and generally, criticism that these senior officials were not using government encrypted phones, computers, platforms to discuss such confidential classified matters. But it kind of depends on the Department of Justice, which so far has shown that they are in line with President Trump. If anything, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, there have been reports that he is on the hot seat for putting this Atlantic reporter in the group chat in the first place. The White House officials downplay that. And said that the president has confidence in his national security advisor.
Last thought on this before we change gears. Obviously, it was an oversight to put this reporter in the group chat. I'm just curious, how does something like that happen?
There may be a senior White House official with the same initials. Jeffrey Goldberg has been covering national security for a long time, knows Mike Waltz, and maybe they have their own relationship in the professional sense. And there may have been an accident then, but we haven't heard any details from defense officials on how exactly that accident happened.
Visiting with Aaron Navarro, CBS News correspondent, there's been a lot made about the potential for tariffs with Canada and Mexico and China and others. Any announcements expected from the administration on that front?
Yeah, those are expected to happen April 2nd. What we've been hearing lately are potential exceptions on certain industries, certain countries, but the president has said that his plan is still to have those on April 2nd.
In terms of the deportation legal battle, what's new on that front, Aaron?
Yeah, what we've heard is that the Department of Justice is still not necessarily giving information that the judge is requesting, is getting the Supreme Court involved, which was predicted, and they're hoping that they rule in their favor.
Last thought, as I let you go, are there things you're going to be watching for over the coming days with the administration or just on Capitol Hill in general?
Yeah, I'm looking to see if there's any exceptions on tariffs, if President Trump is having those side conversations with foreign leaders to potentially arrange that. Looking for any developments when it comes to U.S., Russia, and Ukraine. It was expected that the U.S. and Russia was going to release a joint statement this morning following the discussions in Saudi Arabia yesterday. I haven't seen that statement quite yet. And if there's any fallout from this Atlantic story. If either Hegseth or National Security Advisor Mike Waltz, if their position is in danger at all in terms of Trump replacing them.
CBS News correspondent Aaron Navarro. Aaron, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning. Hope we get a chance to visit again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.